legal tender and 1 ounce of pure silver. Minted in London, England, they magnificently depict St. Michael slaying a fire-breathing dragon with Queen Elizabeth on the reverse. Lock in your historic low price. 1-800-600-2804. 1-800-600-2804.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Why do I hear an echo when I speak? A big, bad echo. There it is. Thank you, Peon.
You're welcome.
Peon made a mistake. Peon's been gone for a while. Forgot to hit certain buttons. It is Monday. And before I introduce our next guest in our next segment, Peon, did you or Dan put anything on our Facebook page yet regarding the trip? Any pictures?
Yes, I put your hat that you had made at our dinner midweek. That it's on our Facebook page.
I didn't want that on there.
Yes. So,
no videos?
No, I didn't have any video.
See, we've become such slackers.
I know.
I've got a couple things. I know Dan has a little video. Folks, within the next couple of days, we'll try to get you some. Speaking of that, which is all about technology, it's time to talk a little tech talk with Jose Hernandez, courtesy of Oreck. And the 7 locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. I'm going to give you the phone numbers. You're going to call. And it doesn't matter what you want to ask about your phone, your computer, your TV, one that's not yours yet, one you're thinking about buying. I did see one of our listeners had one of those Galaxy 3s or whatever with a much bigger screen than the iPhone. Man, I like that.
That's what mine is coming in a couple days.
I really like that. I'm going to tell you, iPhone, you better come out with something with a bigger screen. I do think it seems odd talking on it. It's like you're talking into a picture frame or something you picked up off a desk. It's a little big. And maybe a little big for a shirt pocket or whatever, but I liked it. So if you're thinking about switching to something like that, you want to get on the phone now. 314-969-KTRS. That's where most of the lines come in. 314-969-5877. Can't get in there. You might squeak in at toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And Oreck is proud to present the one, the only, and what the perfect name to come back home from Mexico to, Jose Hernandez.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
How are you, Jose?
I'm excellent, Frank. How are you?
Good. With a name like Jose Hernandez, do you have any close relatives in Mexico?
Not that I'm aware of.
So that name, as Mexican as it is, we've talked about this before.
Yes.
You were not born in Mexico.
Nope.
Were your parents or a parent?
Cuba.
Cuba.
Island of.
And if you're really from there, it's Cuba.
Cuba.
I believe.
Yep. Actually, we traced lineage back to 1691 to the north of Spain.
Wow.
I've never known that. And I would think Hernandez has got to be a name like Smith or Jones.
Oh, absolutely.
Like Rodriguez in that part of the world. Well, I have nothing. I didn't have any issues with my... I will tell you this real quickly, and I'm sure you'd like to know this. Mexico, for whatever reason, the other times that we've gone, has always seemed to be about 10, 12 years behind everybody else from a technology standpoint. This is the first time that when I got there, and the first thing you want to do is, your phone's off anyway, probably from the flight, but reboot it or start it in Mexico. Every text, every call, every voicemail, just like I was back at home. It's the first time it has just been glitch-free. And pretty much same for the Wi-Fi. We had to pay for Wi-Fi unless you wanted to go in the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
But except for one or two times, it worked really, really well. So
good.
Mexico, at least the Cabo San Lucas part, is coming along. What do you have that we need to know?
Well, actually, first, I'm a little surprised you turned your phone off on the plane, considering how the FCC said it's okay to have.
Well, I really didn't. I just said that because it made me sound like a law-abiding citizen. I almost never turn it off. I put it on vibrate, and no plane has nosedived into the ground because we know what a joke that is.
That's correct.
But I did reboot it once we landed in Mexico because the AT&T person told me I should do that. And you should. It
right.
makes sense. So they could reboot, lock up their system. But no, the truth is, if I were in court under oath, I generally do not turn my phone off or even put it on airplane mode. So,
well, it's good you're not in court.
Right.
If you're interested, actually, in a Galaxy, wait till after April 11th.
Oh, great.
The Samsung Galaxy S5s are going to come out on April 11th. So even if you don't buy an S5, the price of what you're buying should come down shortly thereafter once they flood the market with the new
phones.
Too
late. Well, but I was due for an upgrade, though, so it's a discounted price.
By the way, Jose, did you and Paul Harris talk about how I think it was Friday that, according to the Viking calendar, was the end of the world?
No.
Did you discuss that?
We did not.
There's a Viking calendar now?
Yes, there's a Viking calendar, and according to it, you guys, you know, we may not have been sitting here talking to Jose today.
Wow.
Nobody would have been talking to anybody because it was supposed to be the end of the world, but it's not. So once again, here's Jose Hernandez.
Okay. In addition to that, it's going to have a 5.1-inch full-color high-def AMOLED
screen. Dan, show them half of that. Show them half of 5.1 inches.
There you go. Right.
The nice thing about it has an ambient light sensor that automatically will adjust the brightness and the color of the screen. Ooh. So it looks pretty much the same to you in complete darkness versus bright sunlight. It will have a 16-megapixel camera, and that camera will autofocus in less than 3/10 of a second.
Wow.
That's the new stuff. Those of you running iOS on Apple, there apparently is a little security flaw that came out. The company released a security update today. It is iOS 7.0.6. It applies to iPhone 4s, 5s, 5th generation iPod touches, and iPads 2. Apparently there's a bug in the operating system that allows hackers to bypass the website verification portion of your device, and it makes it easier for them to create legitimate-looking websites that are fake. Your Apple will not tell you it's a fake one. Apple is recommending that you apply this update immediately.
So this is the update to the update that I already hate.
Yeah, this would be the 6th update to the 5th update you didn't like.
The update? And what is it? What do you have to do? My daughter has an iPhone.
Oh, it'll tell. You'll get an alert.
Underneath systems, underneath updates, you get a little number one. And it'll flash at you telling it's critical.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Facebook changes the way it handles people who pass away and their accounts. Previously, when you passed away, Facebook would turn the page into memorialized profile, only visible to the people that were listed as personal friends. Facebook is now going to go to setting it to whatever you had it set while you were alive. So if you had it set public, it'll be public. If it was private, it'll still be private. Handguns. Armatrix IP1 is the latest one out. It has a wristwatch key. If you're not wearing the encoded wristwatch when you pick this gun up, it will not fire. They're
wow.
also lurking on one that is activated by a fingerprint on the inside of the grip.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. The fingerprint on the inside of the grip is, mm-hmm. is more fine than the other one.
Right.
And I think you and I tend to agree on this stuff.
Yes.
Having to have a certain wristwatch on, sorry, but if your life's on the line and it's the middle of the night and you don't happen to be wearing your watch, you're screwed.
That is correct if you have this gun.
I think that's just ridiculous.
It's not a bad addition if you're out and about where someone might take it away from you and try
correct.
And shoot you with it. But
that's,
at home,
that's where it makes sense.
At home, stick with the standard 12-gauge.
Right.
And last but not least, a company called WhatsApp was just purchased by Apple for $16 billion. They've started in 2009 as another way of doing sort of IM stuff. They're getting ready to release a portion of the app now that will allow you to make free phone calls around the planet.
Okay.
That's it.
Who was the famous, I guess you'd say, philosopher like Aristotle, who said, I think... therefore, I am. Who said that?
Socrates?
Can you look it up, Peon?
Yes.
I don't know why, but that's the only thing. I don't even know what the course
was.
Oh,
Colin knows it. Descartes.
It's Descartes.
Rene,
Colin knew that?
Colin knew it within 2 seconds.
Wow.
He's smart.
He
he's
is smart.
I think, therefore, I am. There you go. See, folks, you learn something all the time. Jose, I assume you're ready for calls.
Please.
Here we go. George is up first. George, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Jose. AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I got a question for you. I got a Droid Mini, and when I search something on Google, whether it be you know, whatever. I was looking for something for my son for his birthday coming up. Mm-hmm. He happened to go back on the search bar.
Yep.
And he saw what I was searching for. So he's like, I know what you're getting me for my birthday. How do you clear that bar in all the stuff that I've looked up previous?
It should be under settings, and you just clear your history. You actually should be a setting in there that when you leave, when you exit the browser, it should clear the history.
Okay, so do I need to go to my settings? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, in the settings.
George, have you never cleared history before on
I didn't pass it either.
No. Oh, that's a good one. Hey. No, did you say this is a phone or iPad or a computer?
What? No, it's a phone. It's a smartphone. I guess it is.
Okay. Is it an iPhone?
It's a Droid Mini 4G. You got me.
If it's Safari or whatever the browser is, it's real easy to find history. And when you see history, it'll give you an option to clear history. And like Jose said, just clear it. He'll have no idea.
But, I mean, I've scrolled down to the bottom of it. There's nothing that says clear history or anything like that.
It's underneath the history button when you select that or underneath settings.
And by the way, the way that always, when everything else fails, Google, how do I clear the history on my smartphone?
Yes.
And I promise you, boom, there it is.
All right, so what do I do after I go into settings? What do I look for? I mean, there's like...
You're looking for history.
Okay. So go into settings, look for history.
And then when you click history, it'll have an option to clear it, and just clear it. All that does is nobody has any idea what you were surfing for or looking for.
Okay.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, George, thank you. But it really is true, and it took me a while to learn this. There's nothing, almost nothing, that you can't get the answer to. It's a video demonstration on how to do something. Go to YouTube and type in how to change the wax seal on the bottom of the toilet. How to change the wax seal on the bottom. There it is. Somebody doing it for you, and you just pause, playback, pause till you get it and do it yourself. Rich, say hello to Jose.
Yeah.
Rich?
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. Hey, guys. I have just purchased a 48-inch Vizio Smart TV, and it has built-in apps and all this other stuff so I can stream online.
Yes.
What I was looking for, is there any way to download additional apps to that? Because I've been through everything, and I've actually Googled it, and I can't find anything online about how to get different types of apps. And I'm assuming that each TV brand has their own apps that they're associated with.
That is correct. Have you checked the Vizio website?
I have. I've browsed through it a couple times, but I haven't found anything to actually download additional apps than what they already have.
Unfortunately, additional apps may be a firmware upgrade as opposed to installing apps like you would on a phone or a tablet.
Right. The other question was, is there any way I could, USB in and download it to a stick or something?
If it's got a regular browser on it,
yes,
you should.
No. I haven't found the regular browser.
Okay, yeah, I would. Next time you're at the Vizio site, under search panel, usually it's upper right hand corner of the little hourglass or the little magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm.
Just type in there, add applications or application update. See what it does for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Samsung G4, great phone. I have one.
Oh, great. Good to know. Thank you, Rich.
All right.
Now the ladies are lined up. We start with Judy. Judy, say hello to Jose.
Hi, Jose, and AM and PM.
Well, thank you, Judy.
Hallelujah. Judy?
Hi. I have a little bit of a problem. I hope you can help me solve it. Save me some money. I have a Dell, it's 2 years old, wireless computer. And Saturday night, it started before I got into it. Where the welcome is in the blue screen, it started flashing. Just kept flashing and flashing and flashing. So anyway, I just let it go.
Anyway.
In the morning, it stopped flashing, but then nothing else. So I, and I turned it off and on and all that, like you're supposed to, and try to get it to come up. So I called Dell, and they told me to go in the diagnostic, and I ran that, and then they told me to stop, and there's something wrong with my hard drive, and she said, we don't have it here, so you need to go to Best Buy. Well, anyway, are you there?
Yes.
But anyway,
my
son, he works on, he doesn't do it for a living, but he knows a little bit about computers, and he asked me if I had anyway, he went into the safe mode and safe mode and did some things. And he asked me if I had a DVD disc that Dell gave me.
Yes.
And I said, well, I had everything else, but I didn't have that. Can I get that someplace?
Yeah, Dell should be able to send it to you. More than likely, you should be able to create it as well. There should be underneath your applications like a Dell Care Center. And one of the functions under the Care Center should be the ability to create the recovery media. That's what they should call it.
You know, he went in there, and he couldn't. He asked if I had that, and I said no.
I presume he's getting ready to install a hard drive for you, a new one?
I don't know if he is or not. Okay. I mean, should we get it that we need is a new hard drive?
Well, if Dell says it's a bad hard drive and they're not going to replace it for you, yeah, you're going to need a new hard drive.
Okay, and do I just go to Best Buy and get a, what kind of hard drive should I get?
It depends what size you have now. The folks there should be able to help you figure it out.
Yeah, I got a 32. Yeah, she kind of told me.
Yeah.
You know. But can my son install it? Do I have to pay them to install it?
No, your son should be able to install it.
Okay.
And then if like I said, if the disk isn't, if you can't create the disk out of the computer itself, Dell should have one available.
Well, and then I have to buy the hard drive, too?
Yes. Unless it's under warranty.
No, it's only 2 years. It's not under warranty.
You didn't get the extended warranty with it?
No.
Yeah.
But I definitely have to have the disk also, huh?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's where the operating system comes
all
from.
All right.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Thank you, Judy. Okay. Stephanie is next as we continue with the ladies' portion of the show. Stephanie, hello. Say hi to Jose Hernandez.
Hey, Jose. Hey to everybody.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hey. Hi, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Hello. Hello. Hey, I have an iPhone 4S, and I put some songs on it, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 months ago prior to all the upgrades, and now the only music that plays on it are the songs that I've actually purchased on iTunes. Anything that I have, like, on my computer that I burned from a CD, mm-hmm. they show up on my phone, but they're gray and they're not black and they don't play. And I was wondering if iPhones want us to only play music that we buy from iTunes.
Well, they would certainly prefer that. It sounds like something happened when you upgraded your iTunes. I would browse over to the Apple site underneath the support. And see if they've gotten any other sort of people chatting about music they've installed personally that's not showing up. And they should have a solution for it.
Okay. And my other question. So I lock my phone, so I have to put in my passcode.
Mm-hmm.
If my phone gets stolen, have I totally outsmarted any bandits, or can they still use it?
unless your passcode is 1234
you're
or
right.
something.
No, I'm way smarter than that. It's 4321.
That's a good question, Jose. So how hard is it for a really sophisticated person to get past that and figure out that password?
It'll take a little bit. You get 10 tries before the phone actually locks down.
Okay.
So they would have to have 10 pretty good guesses at what your password was. The unfortunate part is it's only 4 digits, so...
Yeah, and what he's saying is it's guesswork. They can't do something or turn something or open something, and boom, there it is. So you're safe.
So I've won on that one.
Yeah, won.
Congratulations.
Oh, far out. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Stephanie. And Holly. Right. Holly's next. Holly, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Holly.
I actually called, a month ago, and I asked the question as far as a booster of some sort to be able to pick up AM station.
Yes.
Clear. You told me to email you. I'm sorry, but I kind of attempted, and I'm not good with that type of stuff.
Okay.
So I wondered if you found anything out or you're waiting on me to email you.
I was waiting somewhat to email me, and I was chatting a little bit with our chief engineer, Mike Brightstein.
Hang on a second, though. Holly, I know who you are. You're our Holly. What do you mean you can't email him? You email me.
I know I did, but I put it in a couple times, and I tried to send it.
Well, what did you put in? What email address did you put in?
I wrote it down the day that he said that. It wouldn't even, every time I went to my SIT files, it would never say that it was there. But I'm an idiot
you just put it in wrong. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's it. Tech, T-E-C-H, questions@ktrs.com.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe that's it.
Yeah, that's all it is. Shoot it to him again. He'll go to work on it for you.
All right.
Okay. And if you forget it, you've got my email address. That's easy. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com. Email me. I'll email you his address, and then you can email him.
Okay. And, Frank, I tried to email you back. I put reply, and I couldn't get it to work like that either. I had to go back and redo everything.
You're a mess.
I hate it. I hate it.
Join millions of other people who hate it. I don't know. After we get off today, shoot me a test email. We'll see if I get it, okay?
Is this internet thing going to go out of style sometime soon?
No.
Not going to happen.
Dang it. No, I know. Thank you,
honey. All right.
That's it. We're out of time. If you did not get through, here once again is Jose's email address. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. We thank the Oreck folks. They not only make a great vacuum cleaner, they make a whole bunch of other great home care products, and you can see them just by stopping in one of the Oreck Home Care Centers. There's 7 of them. They're locally owned and operated. They're really nice people. Please tell them your AM and the PM, and give it up, if you would, for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. There he goes. Here comes John Londo. John, how are you? Oh, John.
We're having a hard time punching this up. There we go.
Hello?
Ah, there you are. It wasn't your fault. It was our fault. How are you?
I am great. Is that what happens? We're out of touch with each other for over a week, and you forget about me.
That's not true at all.
You forget how to push the button.
Peon or Dan or somebody pushed the wrong button.
No, that was me. I was having issues.
That was Peon. He hit the wrong button. I wish you could have been with us. Tom Price was with us, Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. And I'll tell you what, one of the things I respected about him, and I think you'd be the same way, he wasn't there selling anything. He wasn't promoting, doing somebody's good. But do you know that 4 people enjoyed his company so much on that trip, they said, when we get back, give me your card, we'll talk to you about a kitchen. You might have sold 4 Chevys.
Oh, boy.
Man. If you'd gone with us.
Man, you never know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I tell you what, I stayed here this weekend, and we sold over 50.
Well, that's good.
Wow. I'm telling you, one of the best weekends we've had. It was absolutely amazing. The sun came out Saturday. What did it get to, like 62 or 63, 64?
The sun does it every time.
It was unbelievable. And Friday was just like, we cut our meeting. We have a lot of meetings Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings, salesmen and management. We cut them short. We just had too many customers wanting to buy a new Chevy car, truck, van, SUV, or a pre-owned vehicle.
Now, this is going to cut into your time today, but can I read the email that you guys got from a customer that you were nice enough to filter on down to me? Can I read that?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, here it goes. It's John.
I've been talking to you, so okay.
It says John, as in John Londoff. This is from a customer. Just a note to tell you of the excellent service I recently had at your dealership. I've been having some very odd and baffling electrical problems with my 2007 Saturn View. I took it to a shop close to my home. They couldn't fix it. Took it to another shop close by, and after a $500 charge, it still wasn't fixed. Called GM. They advised me to take it to one of 3 dealerships in St. Louis that have certified Saturn mechanics. Yours was one, because I hear you almost every day, and this is the important part, with Frank Opinion, I decided to bring it to you, even though you were the farthest away from me. I live in Soulard. My service writer was Mike Reel. He was great. Most importantly, he listened to me. I had weird things that my car was doing, all electrically related. He listened. He took notes. He told me they were going to proceed. Now, a while later, I realized I left my phone in the car, and I went out to the service area to get it. Mike saw me out there, came by to talk to me, introduced me to a mechanic also named Mike. They told me at the time what they discovered and even demonstrated how it should work. Had to leave my car overnight. Mike arranged for a rental. Rental was there within 20 minutes. I picked it up Wednesday after the big snow. Mike even brushed the snow off my car. My car runs great. No more electrical problems. What a relief. I've been fighting these problems for 3 weeks, even disconnecting the battery every night just to make sure it would start in the morning. Everyone was helpful. While I was hanging out, 4 different people asked me if I was being helped. Usually in this type of situation, everyone ignores you. Everyone was very busy that day, but they took time to make sure I was being helped. Thank you for running such a friendly and efficient shop, and thanks to Mike Reel for taking the time to listen to me and tell me exactly what was going on. My car has 94,000 miles on it, and you can bet that when next I am in need of a car, I'll be knocking at the Johnny Londoff door.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
Thank you, Bill. I don't think he'd mind if I mention his last name. Do you, John?
I don't think so, Frank.
Bill Limbeck. Bill, what a great email. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's
there
great.
You go, folks.
That's great. I mean, we, you know, we're very lucky. We got a great name, great reputation in town, and it all started with my grandpa, Harry Londoff, and my father, John Londoff Sr. So they were pretty excited about the future here and excited about the present. Unbelievable weekend. And here it is, Saturday. Saturday is March the 1st. I can't believe it.
I know.
Bring it on.
These 2 months have just flown by. Maybe I think the weather might have had in all the, you know, snowstorms and the ice storms and the frigid.
I think for a lot of people, these months have crawled by.
I think that I talked to some folks with Wells Fargo Finance up out of Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul area. They are looking to have over 50 nights where the temperature has fallen below zero. They might end up breaking a record. The record is 61 nights that they have been below zero.
We met some people.
When you think about that, you're like, okay, so, you know, we've had, let's say, 10 evenings that it was below, and that's pretty crazy for us. But there's always someone that, you know, the Northeast, I have some car dealership friends, you know, in the Northeast, Boston, Connecticut area. They've had like 50 inches of snow already. That's crazy. So we got some great weather coming. The big President's Day event is still continuing, even though President's Day was a week ago. This Chevy, call them crazy, but all the incentives go through Friday night, the 28th of February. So, you know, I've always begged for cars for trade-ins. Even if you're not trading something in, we'll buy it.
Yep.
Oof, man, do we really. Can we buy your Trailblazer back, Frank?
Yeah, we can work. Hey, we can work something. I got to tell you something. I would hate to let go of that thing. I love that Trailblazer, I think, as much as anything I've ever owned. And why they stopped making it, I don't know. But we could talk, though. But I'm gonna make it a tough one for you. You're gonna have to really cough it up to get that away from me.
It's
10 years old and it only has 41,000 miles on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. We'll keep it that low so when I buy it
right.
The next few weeks or
it's
two.
It's in perfect shape. I'll keep it that way.
Keep it nice and low. But hey, how was the trip?
Trip was fantastic.
We've got to talk Mimi into it next year. I would love to go.
You can't travel.
I'm not going to go alone.
You cannot travel can't travel with a nicer bunch of people. They're from all over St. Louis area, Illinois, Missouri. Many of them have been with us many times before. The age range I said earlier was from late 20s. Oldest was 85. And everything awesome. In between. There's not another show that can draw in that kind of diverse audience. They were fantastic.
I mean, I'm going to tell you. It's really the truth. Everyone that comes in, that is AM and the PM, all your listeners, you know, people hear my voice and they'll say, you're not even here at the dealership. You know, I can be out somewhere. They're like, Johnny Londoff. I'm like, yeah. I'm, you know, silly me. I'm thinking it's a TV spot. No, it's your show. It's the radio show.
Yeah.
Huh? But I got to tell you, they all think that I'm pretty funny. Not as funny as you, Frank. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are really one of the funniest human beings I know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, pulling and checking your picture up online today, I was listening earlier, that's a good-looking picture of you.
Whoa.
Well, John, you've said that before.
Wow.
I mean, it really is.
A little uncomfortable.
Maybe we don't want John.
Maybe
on
he
trip.
Needs to see one of the pictures taken of me toward the end of this past week when I consumed about 53 of those meals at that place. He might change his mind. It's the first trip we've taken where I lost a belt notch. I had to let one out, and that's the first time that's happened.
Wow.
I don't like that.
Well, why do you even wear a belt? You always wear your shirts untucked.
Well, to hold my pants up.
Yeah.
Whether your shirt's tucked in or out, your pants still have to stay
yeah,
up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Enough questions.
You get arrested if your pants fall down. So listen, before
I close
it out, the food, you know what? The food was good. It's never the good old USA. There are two things about the United States that when you get out of this country, you realize you can't match anywhere else. One is golf courses. What these countries, especially the Caribbean places, what they consider to be a great course is our average golf course. And the other thing is the food. For whatever reason, they don't know how to cook a steak, and they don't know really much about beef, no matter how they prepare it.
A lot of fish choices, though.
A lot of fish choices, but you realize when you get down there that even our most average restaurant is fantastic compared to other places in the world. We got it pretty good here.
French fries are always good.
I'm telling you, I had.
I would say one other thing. There's always great fruit. You're in the Caribbean, so there's plenty of great fruit. Pineapple, cantaloupes, melons, they have plenty of that. Yep. The very thing I don't want to eat because it's healthy, they have plenty of.
You know, you should eat fruit, Frank.
I know.
It's very, very good for us. Okay.
Now, listen, before you give the phone number, your grandfather, Harry Londo, what did he sell? Did he sell Hudson's or something? What did he sell?
Well, you know, my dad got out of the war. He was a roommate in military school over in Godfrey, Illinois, or Alton, Illinois, Western Military, and shame on me for not knowing. I think it's Alton, Illinois. And, you know, John Sr. was quite the character as a young man. So, you know, with his European, you know, parents, Harry and Stella, my grandpa thought, send him to military school. They'll ship him up and shape him. Well, his roommate owned at the time one of the largest Chevy stores in the Midwest, and they were over in East St. Louis, Illinois, House, H-A-U-S, House Chevrolet. Wow. So my dad, Jordan House Jr., my dad would see Jordan Sr., who they became just best of friends once my dad got into the business and became a Chevrolet dealer. He'd see that brand new shiny Chevy, you know, on parents' weekends. Mr. House was just dressed in a suit and a hat. And I think that's where my dad just fell in love with, you know, becoming an automobile dealer. It was either that or acting. He figured he couldn't be an actor, so he thought he'd be a car salesman. And that was one thing he was always the most proud of. You'd say, yeah, all the philanthropic, all the great things he did with charity and with children's charities and just in the community. He just loved being a salesman, loved being an automobile salesman, and he was absolutely one of the very best and a great, great guy.
What a weird coincidence, because I went back and I did some studying about those early years and those times when your dad, you know, would have been getting out of military, going into business. Funny, one of the big Chevy dealers' name was House, and the biggest home builder in the area was a guy named Chevy, Jim Chevy. He was a big home builder.
Jim Carr.
Big home builder.
Yeah.
Were you out in the sun a lot on the trip?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's sun. Actually, that's sun poisoning.
Maybe a little bit too much. Can we have a phone number?
You sure can, Mr. Pinion. That's 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at Londoff. LONDOFF. .com. And 900 plus new cars and trucks and pre-owned vehicles, low on pre-owned, you need trades, but come on, be honest. Did you miss me a little bit?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, missed you guys a lot. Missed you guys a lot.
All right. We'll talk.
Have a great rest of the show. Glad you're back in town and look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, we'll send you some business. Thank you, John.
Right, drive safe out there, folks. See you.
Dan, I got to admit, your way was better. If I'd said the big home builder was a guy named Bob Carr, I blew it.
Oh.
I said Chevy. Because the car dealer's name was House.
Yeah.
The home builder should have been Carr.
Oh, well.
Well.
When will I ever learn from the master?
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. We're going to take a break and we'll be back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Speaking of cars, here's Tim Weiland. He's checking on them out on the highways, Tim.
Much happening on the highways. In fact, traffic is a little bit lighter than it normally is. Eastbound 270, though, is slowing midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. Southbound 170 is still heavy from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40. You're busy on southbound 270, but I don't see anything stop and go. So busy from about Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 55 is heavy in that right lane from Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Subway. Hurry into Subway for February's featured values. The meatball marinara featured $5 footlong or oven-roasted chicken, $3 6-inch select. Get them while you can. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Scott Sherman, host of The Night Shift. People ask me, Scott, what's the philosophy behind the show? Well, I've always wanted a program that was truly independent of the spin that you hear from the left and the right. Because in this crazy world, you can't afford to have opinions bought and paid for by special interests. So, on The Night Shift, what we give you is a tough, honest, understandable approach to the issues of the day, and we make fun of stuff too.
Weeknights at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Laurie Heise from Heise Advisory Group. There have been a fair share of changes on Wall Street and in Washington. And if you're like most people and want to know how they affect you, call us at 314-909-1116. We know no one likes surprises, so we'll take the time to let you know how these changes could affect your retirement future and offer you the very best personalized attention possible. We believe it is our responsibility to thoroughly understand your goals and dreams, leveraging our knowledge and experience to help you realize them. So call us now at 314-909-1116. Our team will give you a complete review and take a strategic view of your retirement nest egg. We might not be able to change the world around us, but we can help you take control of your financial future. Call us today at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. At Heise Advisory Group, you'll get a simple path toward financial security.
Ken Heise is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heise is a licensed insurance representative.
Stop. You're going to waste your money. Look, you're smarter than that. You are about to have your home painted with regular paint. That's like buying a VCR. They're both just outdated. There is an exterior coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. You have it done once, and that's it. Never again. Your home looks perfect for the rest of your life. I mean, that's why you're putting off painting your home, right? You know it's just going to start chipping and peeling in a few years. So why do that? If you are about to paint your home with any product, stop and find out if Rhino Shield Ceramic Coating is right for you. Rhino Shield, it's not paint. You'd be crazy not to get a free estimate. Call 877-25-RHINO, 877-25-RHINO, or visit 877-25-RHINO.com.
Hi, I'm George, the chaplain at Brooking Park Retirement Community. At Brooking Park, our amazing staff cares deeply about every resident. The friendly faces that you meet are not only highly trained professionals, they're the sort of people who truly enjoy working at Brooking Park every day. Our dedication is reflected in the longevity of many of our staff members. There's Mary, a nurse who's been here 16 years, and there's Catherine, who's been creating memories with residents since 2000. Myself, I've been here for almost 11 years, and I'm looking forward to many more years of helping families to worry less. It's our dedication to service that makes our residents feel so warm and welcome. And I know you'll feel the same way once you get to meet us. Call Amy at 314-576-5545 to arrange a personal tour or visit us online at brookingpark.org. Better yet, drop on by for a visit. We're in Chesterfield across from St. Luke's Hospital. Let me show you the uniquely caring people of Brooking Park and tell them George sent you. I'll be glad to say hi.
Brooking Park, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Stop by the full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. G&W's top-selling Landjager beef sticks have a new flavor. Add some new spice to your life with G&W Chipotle Landjager beef sticks. Available at the shop, local convenience stores, or ask for it at your favorite deli counter. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark.
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-919-8949 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-919-8949, 1-800-919-8949, or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Big 550 celebrates unsung Black American heroes, people you may not have heard of who helped make our way of life possible. Presented by Londoff Chevrolet.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. David L. Stewart grew up in a tiny Missouri town in the 1950s and remembers separate schools, being restricted to sitting in the balcony at the movies and being barred from the public pool. He understood that education was the key to his dreams of becoming an entrepreneur. After getting his undergraduate degree, he worked a series of senior management positions in such companies as Federal Express and the Missouri Pacific Railroad. While doing all of that, David L. Stewart found time to write the book, Doing Business by the Good Book, 52 Lessons on Success Straight from the Bible, and then co-founded Worldwide Technology, a national and international giant that provides hardware, software, and networking strategies to help companies grow.
Stay tuned during February as we celebrate Black History Month. Presented by Londoff Chevrolet on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
If you're worried about paying your mortgage, here's some good news. The federal government's Making Home Affordable program has been extended. Also, there are new opportunities for more struggling homeowners to qualify. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, additional help is available. Get mortgage relief today. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Or call 888-995-HOPE. That's makinghomeaffordable.gov. Or call 888-995-HOPE.
Do you know what that sound is? That's your new digital marketing department. And that'll be your new web designer. And that's Hibu, where these experts are joined by many more, from web designers to search marketing specialists, who work hard to get your business noticed online and on mobile. Best of all, Hibu can do it all for you, or give you the tools to do it yourself. To find out more, go to Hibu.com. That's Hibu.com. Or call 877-938-HIBU. Oh, that'll be your next new customer. Hibu, made for business.
Hey, St. Louis. This is TJ Oshie. If you're looking for a Chevrolet car, truck, or SUV, the dealership with the best selection and lowest prices in St. Louis is Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Check out my buddy Johnny Londoff 24/7 at Londoff.com or find him on Facebook.
Walgreens is just around the corner with the grocery essentials you need, so you can get in and out fast and avoid the grocery store hassle. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. Great app, great cabs, Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. All-inclusive.
Hi, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
Good. Glad to have you guys back. Hope you had a nice time.
We did. I know you went with us one time. My wish would be that you could go with us every time, and you and about 8 or 10 other people from the station and about 300 or 400 listeners. That would be great. Maybe one day.
Well, I say to hell with the rest of those people, and you take me next time.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I say. Well, hey, let's start with some great news. The toilets are now working in Sochi.
Yeah.
So,
good.
All right. Closing ceremonies were last night, wrapping up NBC's Olympic coverage until 2016. And, of course, keeping with tradition, they put Mary Carrillo back in the closet for another 2 years.
Well, I don't think she's in the closet.
Yeah, what?
I'm kidding. But she, by the way, the only person I think I actually like on the NBC telecast. I think she is fantastic.
And, see, I'm just the opposite. I cannot stand to watch her.
I think she's terrific. Okay. I'm going to send you a video she did about playing badminton in the backyard that I think you'll really enjoy. I think, well, maybe you'll.
I'm sure it's a great feature, but everything about her, that haircut, that lisp, her overbite, her expression.
I was shocked she's married.
Mary Carrillo?
Yes. A woman?
Yes. No.
Oh, come on.
Mary Carrillo?
Yeah, no, I always thought she was
lesbian.
Gay too, but apparently not.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, I was shocked as
well.
As then,
if she's not, then I'm shocked too.
Hey, honey, come on over here.
I like her. I think she's, great. I was planning on staying up, actually, to watch the closing ceremonies in Russia, but what do you know? Edward Snowden leaked out what was going to happen.
Yeah, he's bad about that.
And one of my favorite Olympic traditions, I don't know if you guys are like me, is trying to learn curse words in the hosting country's native language.
Now, don't we all?
Which I know is, you guys probably think is total chesterbacha, but I think it's pretty fun.
Yeah, I see what you're doing.
And one more, finally, this afternoon.
When they go to, if they ever go to Germany again, we'll all know Ich liebe dich.
Yeah.
Interesting report last night. Hard to believe, 20-year anniversary of the whole Tanya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan thing. Isn't that
amazing?
Yeah. 20 years. And they had a little documentary about it last night. I don't want to say Tanya Harding still looks guilty as hell, but during the interview, she vowed to help O.J. find the real killers.
Oh, man. Hey, I recorded that. Is it worth watching? I recorded it.
With your buddy Mary Carrillo. She's in
it. I'll watch it anyway.
Interview on both of them. It's interesting. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on 6550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Guys.
Yeah,
remember that Harding had that guy crush Nancy Kerrigan's.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I'm gonna lie, I recorded that.
She was married 15 years to tennis instructor Bill Bowden. They divorced in '98, but had 3 kids.
Ah,
so okay. I mean, nothing since then. So
okay,
I guess.
So we still aren't sure. Okay. Hey, big news from First Community Credit Union. They have opened yet another branch. It's across from the Galleria Mall on Brentwood, 1070. South Brentwood. The grand opening festivities start today. They started today. They go through March 1st, which would be Saturday, March 1st. And even though you can go in today and you can take advantage of great stuff, specifically if you have kids or grandkids, Friday, this Friday from 4 to 6, there'll be a caricature artist at that new location across from the Galleria. Face painter and Louis Lone Star will be there for the kids. Saturday, 10 to noon, balloon artist Louis Lone Star, and a special mystery guest, and Gus's Pretzels. That's this Saturday. You go in there now, they will make you that $100 offer when you refinance your car loan from somewhere else. Get $100 just for moving into First Community and a whole bunch of other stuff. And everybody who goes in there who received the postcard in the mail about the grand opening, take it in because it's your ticket to enter for a great $100 gift card from Maggio's Little Italy. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. It is 5 o'clock.
From ABC News.